mostly going to happen is that those companies will pass those costs on to their employees, and workers are going to take, on average, about a seven-day pay cut. That's what happens basically any time Congress passes legislation requiring employers to provide a specific benefit. Employers do it, but all they care about is the total cost of hiring workers, not how that breaks down between wages and benefits that they're paying for. For the most part, they're going to provide the leave and then take the cost out of their paychecks. The way this is going to hurt employers is because it's through workers abusing the system. It's not the cost, but what we've seen happen with unpaid Family and Medical Leave Act leave is a large number of workers abusing it to take leave they weren't entitled to. Or, you know, say you had a company that had a contract that needed to get done, and you know, so they told people no vacation requests this week. Well, then someone can take FMLA leave, and it's because it's government-protected leave, there's nothing they can do, and the employer and their coworkers are left holding the bag. That's where it's going to hurt the employers, but it's not going to be quite so much in the total cost.
Mr. Shirk, the other side of this coin is, and this is stated by members of Congress who are supporting this, including Senator Edward Kennedy and Congresswoman Rosa DeLauro of Connecticut. They say low-wage earners are not entitled to sick leave and therefore are bringing more sickness into the workplace because they have to show up. And it's costing time and it's costing money because other employees then get sick and then they have to take sick leave.
That argument is vastly overblown. For the most part, employers don't want sick employees coming in for exactly that reason. And you hear some figures, like I've heard as much as $180 billion a year being lost because of productivity. And these figures have no credibility. I mean, if there were $180 billion just sitting on the table for these profit-maximizing business owners to take, don't you think they would? I mean, if these business owners are so greedy that they're mistreating their workers, don't you think they'd take a $180 billion pot of money just sitting on the table by letting sick employees go home? I mean, it's ridiculous. It's an argument that these guys are so greedy that they're going to mistreat their employees, but they're not smart enough to realize that they could make even more money by treating them better. I mean, it doesn't make any sense.
We're talking with James Shirk, the Bradley Fellow in Labor Policy at the Heritage Foundation. Do we have any idea of how many employers, say if there's out of every 1,000 private employers, how many of those do not offer sick leave now? I mean, how widespread would this bill coverage extend?
Most private sector employers already provide leave like this, either in the form of a sick leave or, say, a paid time off bank where you can take it for whatever, or paid vacation days or something like that. It's about 84% of private sector employers already provide this. The majority, or a large number of those that don't, are the smaller companies, the mom-and-pop businesses. If you've only got 8 employees at your business and one of them unexpectedly doesn't show up that day, that makes a whole lot more of a difference than if it's one employee out of a company of 800. And now, of course, this bill only applies to companies with 15 or more employees. So even then, you're not getting a lot of the people that the bill sponsors are trying to help.
Well, let me ask a question, because a lot of contractors hire people as independent mm-hmm. contractors, so therefore they're not technically, quote-unquote, employees. So with this bill, say a contracting company could have thousands of employees, and would this bill then require that those independent contractors be granted the same kind of leave, even though they're not technically employees?
No, it wouldn't. If you're an independent contractor, you're basically self-employed. You work for yourself. And so it's actually a benefit for these contractors that they wouldn't be forced to take that seven-day pay cut that the bill would force on other workers.
Well, I see it another way. I see it as an increase in the incentive for companies to hire people as independent contractors versus employees.
I mean, it works both ways. But, again, remember that the companies are simply going to pass these costs on to the workers one way or the other. It's, you know, if you're an employee at a company that's forced to adopt this but didn't have it before, you're going to take a seven-day pay cut annually throughout the year. I mean, it's spread it out across your hourly wages across the year, but your pay is going to fall by about 7 days' pay a year, those 7 days that you're not working. The independent contractors are going to have the choice about whether or not they want to take that pay cut, whether or not they – if you're an independent contractor, I mean, you're self-employed. You work for yourself.
Or they may lump the paid leave, sick leave, into your quote-unquote leave balance. And so here's your leave balance. Use it any way you want. If you want to use it for sick leave, okay. If you want to use it for vacation time, okay, too. But this is all you get, and it includes both. Can they do that?
Well, actually, no, you can't under the law. That's part of what has a lot of businesses concerned, is that if you've got a paid time off bank, it doesn't count under this bill. And so you've got a lot of employers who offer, say, you know, here's 25 days of leave a year, take it, sick leave, vacation, we don't care how you use it, just use it however you wish, that now would be forced to add on. They're already providing sick leave in this, the form of this leave bank, and the bill says that doesn't count, that you need to have your separate exclusive sick leave. And so a lot of employers and employees who benefit from the flexibility, I mean, if you're a healthy employee and you don't get sick, what good is having, say, a week or 2 weeks sick leave to you? Workers like the flexibility, and a lot of those plans are going to be forced to be pretty heavily modified or scrapped.
Yeah, if you stay healthy, you get much more vacation under the bank system.
Well, I mean, it gives you the choice. If you've got an employer who's only got who gives you 2 weeks of sick leave, and you get sick and you need more than that, it's certainly nice to have the option of taking more. I mean, why should the employer care how you take your time off? Why should the government care? Shouldn't it be the worker's choice?